Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The biggest lies about credit cards. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. All right, so I think it was about time for me to make this video. Just some very wrong information regarding credit cards and so many lies that get told to people. I'm not sure where these people are getting this information from. I'm not sure who's giving out this information. I believe this information is just very old, outdated information from people who don't like credit cards or maybe who just never use credit cards correctly. I get a lot of people who call the office and are like, hey, I was told to only do this, or I was told to do that. And it's just completely wrong information. So I think it's about time to make a video. So that way those people that call in and ask, I can just send them this link, just kind of explaining more in detail about why this information is wrong. So credit card lies. So the very first excuse I hear, or the very first, I guess, lie that I hear from people whenever their credit cards are affecting their credit scores, a lot of people say they were only told to pay the minimum balance to build credit history. And I guess that kind of got misunderstood from loans. Yes, the longer you have a loan, that's going to continue building credit history, but that's not the case with a credit card. So if you only pay the minimum balance on your credit card, which is like $25 or $30 a month, maybe $50, you're paying interest on your unpaid balance. So it is silly to pay the minimum balance because the bank is making free money off of you. You know, I'm just not sure how anyone can see interest being added to their credit cards every month and refuse to pay the balance off. So that's the very first lie with credit cards. You definitely do not want to pay the minimum balance. You want to pay your card off in full every single month. So we go here to number two. Leave a small balance to keep your card active. And this goes right back to number one. Leaving a balance past the due date, you're being charged interest. Credit card interest is like 25-27%. So if you leave $100 on there, you know, 27% of that is, you know, could be $20 added to your balance for next month. So it is just silly to leave a balance on your credit cards once it's due. You pay it off in full. Interest on $0 is $0. So you definitely don't want to keep a balance on there. So we go down to number three. You can only use 30% of your credit limit. This is what really, I guess, gets me. So this whole 30% myth or lie came into place. For people who can't afford to pay their credit cards off in full every month, most of your lenders, car loan companies, they will still work with you if your credit card balances are under 30%. That doesn't mean leave 30% on there. It doesn't mean you can only use 30% of your card. It means if you cannot afford to pay your card off in full by the end of your billing cycle, then they recommend you stay under 30%. So if I had a $1,000 credit card, I can't leave $500 on there because then I'll be at a 50% utilization, which means I have 50% of the card unpaid. However, they will work with me if it's only a $150 balance or a $200 balance, because it's around that 30% or under that 30% area there. They see that I'm not relying on my credit cards to, I guess, get by life and can't afford to pay it back. So life does happen. People can't pay off their credit cards in full every single month. You know, things happen all the time. So that's why they came out with this 30% rule. If you can't afford to pay off your credit card in full, they will work with you if you only have 30% or less unpaid on your credit card. So you can max your card out every single month. I do it myself with multiple cards, and I pay them off in full, every single one of them, by the due date. And then every month, the credit bureaus report a 0% utilization, which means 0% of my card is unpaid. Number four, credit cards will automatically put you in debt. So this is the one I believe come from a lot of your older generations. So a lot of people you hear say this are parents or older people who teach younger people about credit, and they teach them incorrectly. So for people who never had a credit card, never had credit, they pay cash for everything, I can understand why they would say this. Because yes, if you follow those three steps above or those three topics above, credit cards will 100% put you in debt. If you only making a minimum payment, if you leave a small balance on there, it's 100% going to put you in debt, and you're never going to be able to afford to pay that credit card off. However, credit cards will automatically put you in debt is also wrong. Again, I have multiple credit cards. I use them every single month. I max them all out. The credit bureaus don't see that. On the due date, I pay them off in full. I have a $0 balance. Therefore, I'm not paying the bank interest. And then I leave my card at zero until after the statement closing date. So that way the bank reports my $0 balance to the credit bureaus. And then every month I have a 0% utilization. You know, and one of the main reasons why I use my credit cards every month versus cash or a debit card, most of my cards give reward points. So I had one card that had a intro bonus. I got paid $300 if I spent a certain amount within the first 3 months of opening the credit card. So that was a free $300 to me. This was the same money I was going to use as my own cash or my debit card. And I paid $0 interest on it because I paid it off in full before the due date. So the bank paid me to use their credit card. You know, secondly, all of my credit cards give 2-3% cash back on every dollar that I spend. So it is silly to use my debit card because that makes no money. And then cash, you know, that also makes no money. So it makes sense to use my credit card to purchase everything and then pay it off in full at the end of the month, because this is the same money that I would have used my debit card or cash for. So credit cards do not put you in debt. I have not paid one penny in credit card interest this year. So the bank has literally paid me free money over the last few years to use credit cards and get paid cash back. So they made no money off of me, and I made money from them. So I got paid to use my credit cards. So all of this information is wrong. You don't want to follow any of these four topics here. If you do need additional questions or help with credit cards, feel free to reach out to us. You can visit our website, sturgiscreditrepair.com. You can call us 225-243-9700, and you can also email us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. That is it for this video, and I hope this taught you something. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.